its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. For many of us in the Lansing area, U.S. Highway 127 is our gateway up north to the more idyllic Michigan to which we all dream of escaping. But decades before the highway was built, surveyors drew an imaginary north-south line that would become the basis of countless maps of the state of Michigan. It's called the Michigan Meridian, and 2015 marks its 200th anniversary. Current state's Kevin Lavery has more on this nugget of state history. Kevin, land surveying was a really key function in the early 19th century, right?
It really was, Mark. In 1815, America was just emerging from its second war with the British in 40 years. There was a lot of new territory opening up for trade and settlement. Even before the War of 1812, though, land treaties had begun carving up property between the young United States and the tribal nations. If you haven't guessed it already, the Michigan Meridian runs right through Meridian Township, just east of our studio here at MSU. In fact, almost a year ago, Mark, you spoke with Tim Higgins, who is a metalsmith artist, right, who had been commissioned, to build a sculpture for the township, a 14-foot-tall piece called Meridius Prime.
Oh, I started doing research as far as the history and the background of the community, trying to find elements of the character of Meridian Township that I could translate into a metal sculpture. I read about, Chief John Okemos and the early pioneers and the way the map makers divided the state along the Prime Meridian line, and kind of it all went in there, and, Meridius Prime popped out. Stand in the place where you
live. I wanted to learn more about how the Michigan Meridian came to be, but rather than standing around with my microphone in the cold by a metal sculpture on a busy street, I found a more hospitable location, the Michigan Museum of Surveying in downtown Lansing. And that's where I found Ron Lester. He's a retired professional surveyor who spent 40 years studying the geography of the Great Lakes State. He was wearing a black ball cap adorned with the logo of the Michigan Society of Professional Surveyors, two perpendicular lines against the asymmetrically beautiful silhouette of our state. The vertical line, of course, the Michigan Meridian.
It started in the state of Ohio, extended north, goes all the way to the Upper Peninsula as its northern terminus. It came about because the Revolutionary War was over. They needed to transfer properties, so they decided they needed to start to settle some of these wilderness properties, and Michigan was one of those. So they decided that the survey was necessary, so they came in and ran the principal meridian, and then from that they ran the baselines, which give us east-west direction. The prime meridian gives us north-south direction, and from those lines, everything else in the state of Michigan is defined.
In 1815, you could pretty much pick a point and just start, but certainly things like the Prime Meridian, the Greenwich Meridian in England had been well established for centuries. How did they even know where to begin? How did they know that they were creating an accurate reference point?
Well, what they did is they used astronomical observations, as they still do, to determine location on the face of the Earth. But at that time, Ohio was relatively civilized in comparison to Michigan. They had done a lot of work in Ohio. And so they picked a terminus or a beginning point there in the state of Ohio and used that as the location of the start of the Prime Meridian. Now, I think it was a political decision. There were various issues going on at that time, but I think mostly it was a political decision. Of course, Ohio was much more civilized, as I said, than Michigan was, so I think they had a lot of say as to where the Prime Meridian would begin.
I'm talking with Ron Lester, who is a retired professional surveyor who has worked for many years in the state of Michigan. We're talking about the Michigan Meridian, which of course runs through places like Meridian Township, for which it is named. I wonder if people in their everyday lives stop and realize why it's called Meridian Township and the unique location in which we live in this part of Michigan.
I live in a unique location. I live about 5 miles west of the actual meridian. And I live about 6 miles north of one of the initial baselines. I'm in town 3 north, range 1 west. When you get to the Upper Peninsula, you're talking about range 55 north, range 47 west. That gives you an idea of how many townships they had to go to identify those particular townships that exist up there now.
Now, if you are a surveyor, Ron, like yourself, or a cartographer or an astronomer, you're very interested in plots of land and lines and tracks. The average person may say, well, ho-hum, but I think there's probably a lot more to it in that these imaginary lines on the surface of the Earth have been the starting point for so much human conflict in history. So much has been about land.
Yes, I think probably land and religion are the two things that most people fight over in the course of history, because land, of course, is a very personal issue. Once you've settled and established where you think your homestead is, anybody encroaching upon that is a very personal issue. And so surveyors are always in the middle of it. We never get called unless there's a problem. And usually the old adage is everything was fine until the surveyor showed up, because we will actually lay out on the ground where their deed or their records say they really own rather than what they thought they've owned all these years. No two jobs are the same, and of course there's always personalities of the people that are involved. It's always changing, and it's a very interesting job. I've always loved it. I kind of miss it now that I'm retired, but it's a lot of fun.
So we're talking about meridians in terms of sort of a grid on the Earth. There's also a term called an initial point, and Michigan has two, as I understand. That's a pretty unique situation. What is an initial point?
Well, the initial point was where the east-west line intersected the meridian. We have two because instructions were given from Detroit. Detroit obviously was the first place that was really settled in Michigan after Mackinac Island. But they had surveyors start from Detroit and ran west. In the meantime, there was a different contract surveyor who came up from the south, and they happened to miss by about 1,100 feet. That's why we have two baselines. One's for properties on the east side of the meridian, and the other's for the west side. And the townships actually jogged there, and they jogged all the length of the state going north and south because of that jog. It so happens that the initial point falls in a terrible place. It's in the middle of a swamp. It's just the way it happened, the way it's laid out. But the initial point site is in a bad spot. It's difficult to get there. We've tried for years to develop the place into a park and such, but it's just such bad terrain because of happenstance that it's difficult to appreciate it as it should be.
I'm talking with Ron Lester, who is a retired professional surveyor. I would assume that surveyors have a code of ethics. And I'm thinking back to pre-Revolutionary War America, when a fellow by the name of George Washington was employed as a surveyor. And that might be part of the reason why Mount Vernon has so much property today.
And I would love to sit down with him and Jefferson and Lincoln, because all three of those men were surveyors. We're very proud of that fact. In fact, we talk about going out to South Dakota and seeing the big, huge monuments there of three surveyors and another guy. That those are the four presidents, but that's three surveyors and another guy. We take very much pride in that. And I think the Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln, I don't think you can say enough about them. They all started out as surveyors. I'd like to think of myself as a presidential candidate, but I don't think that's in the works. I don't think my wife would allow that. But I have the greatest respect for what they did, especially Washington and Jefferson, their foresight and what had to be done so that properties could be transferred to private individuals and so that people could enjoy a homestead and such. The work they did in putting together the Constitution and such is really remarkable.
Plus, Abraham Lincoln spent much of his life at 90 degree west.
Yes, Abraham Lincoln was, again, I'd just love to sit down with the three of those and have a two-hour conversation with them, because it would be so remarkable. Because when we see what they did and how the original surveyors, the conditions under which they had to work, working in the great state of Michigan, subdividing it, determining all the section lines and township lines and the terrain, and today we're still amazed at the good work they did. We have all this highly technical equipment that we now use to make these measurements, and we're always amazed how well they did under very primitive conditions, under very hardship conditions of living and working, and plus Indians and wild animals and mosquitoes. Mosquitoes, I think, would probably be the biggest thing that would have turned me back south and headed elsewhere at the time if I was an original government surveyor.
It's a little cold right now, Ron, but they're coming.
Yeah. That's the thing about Michigan. We complain about the cold weather. As soon as the warm weather gets here, we will be complaining about mosquitoes and black flies, yes.
Ron Lester is a retired professional surveyor. We've been talking about the 200th anniversary of the start of the mapping of the Michigan Meridian, which is the north-south baseline from which every square inch of property in the great state of Michigan is mapped. Ron, this has been a great topic to talk about. Thanks for teaching me a bit about geography.
Well, it's been a pleasure. And again, our job is to educate, because most people don't know what surveyors do. And it's always a pleasure to have a chance to talk about it a little bit so people better understand the profession.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.